following is a reproduction of the February 16th live broadcast of the Global Research News Hour. This was a fundraising show for host station CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg on occupied Anishinaabe territory and the homeland of the Métis Nation. If you're listening to this program on the website globalresearch.ca, please donate to the site at globalresearch.ca and click Donate on the menu bar. If you're listening on another community radio station, we urge you to donate to that station when it runs its fundraising drive. Welcome, it is Fundrive 2018. This is the Global Research News Hour. My name is Michael Welch, and we're doing things a little differently this time. It's usually we just our show is pre-recorded. This time we're going live to air, so I'm hoping that we're going to be covering a little bit of an overview of some of the topics that we've touched on over the course of the last 5.5 years that we've been on the air, and also have some other maybe selected clips, and also have a special guest coming to join me, a fellow programmer who's also done independent international news. So please, if you value this radio station, if you value this program, we're urging you to call in at 204-774-6877 and pledge your support. This is the Global Research News Hour. Call 204-774-6877. Show your support for independent international news. Lines are wide open now. 204-774-6877 is the number to call if you want to show your support for this program, this unique program that has all kinds of different takes, dissident takes, if you will, on the current state of public affairs in this country and abroad. We are the Global Research News Hour, airing every week at this time. Of course, this being Fund Drive 2018, we are doing a live show in the hope of getting your money to come in. So please call 204-774-6877 or pledge online, fundrive.ckuw.ca. So this is Michael Welch. I am the regular host and producer of the Global Research News Hour. And this, of course, is a one-hour show where we bring in a lot of guests for who provide perspectives on the current state of affairs in the world that are generally marginalized or obscured in mainstream media discourse. We've been, I guess we're a part of a tradition of independent international news. We recognized at the station CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg that it's important to have these perspectives, having research coming from within this city, within this community, and it can give us a very different take on events around the world. So just wanted to say that this program, which is podcast at globalresearch.ca, has its origins going back to I guess if you want to go way, way back, I was involved in the anti-war movement some time ago, going back around the turn of the century. And I guess around 2007, or 2006, 2007, Michelle Chosadovsky of the Center for Research on Globalization was invited as a guest here to speak to the local peace group, Peace Alliance Winnipeg. And, we managed to, that was my first time meeting him. I visited his site on several occasions. And that's where we started to talk and get acquainted. Several years after that, we started to talk about the fact that the material on global research could be made available through community radio. That's a valid So it's not just like people who may have a certain essentially reaching the converted, where you're just talking to people who are already on the same page. We can reach a wider audience through old-fashioned radio. And he was very intrigued by that idea. And so by the fall of 2012, we got to start broadcasting the show. And through our partnership, the show ends up getting podcast on this very popular independent news and analysis site. So... But this radio station requires, we don't benefit from corporate sponsorship, we don't benefit from university funding, we require the support of listeners like yourself. So you know the value of this. If you're a regular listener and you've probably decided that this is going to be a regular habit of yours, that you tune into the show, and I'm encouraging you that this is an opportunity to show your support. So that's why I would encourage you to pick up the phone right now and call 204-774-6877. We've got some very friendly phone operators standing by waiting to hear your call. 204-774-6877. And you can reach us, you can donate online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. So I'm going to give you a chance to call. Just want to acknowledge a couple of people who have donated already. We've got Carolyn has donated $5. I mean, that's great. Nicole has donated $105. And Paul has, oh my goodness. Oh, excuse me. 100 from Nicole, and Paul's donated 120. That's really, really fantastic. So remember to just call 204-774-6877. Show your support for this show. This is the last spoken word program to air during the drive, so you could show your support not just for Global Research News Hour, but for the other fine spoken word programs on our network. And I'm going to have another one of our loyal and... very outspoken and competent local spoken word producer coming up shortly to join me here and help make the case for supporting independent international news. This is the Global Research News Hour. Please call 204-774-6877 and make that pledge as soon as you can. So we'll stand by and we'll have more shortly. Call 204-774-6877 and pledge your support.
CKUW 95.9 FM, homegrown in Winnipeg.
It's Fund Drive here at CKUW. Every year at this time, we raise money through listener donations for station operations and improvements. Fund Drive only lasts 1 week, but money raised during Fund Drive supports us all year long. Call now at 204-774-6877 to donate. This fundraising approach works best when everyone participates. If I donate what I can afford, and you donate what's in the pocket of your jeans right now, and another listener pledges a substantial amount on the payment plan, you can see how it adds up. Our goal is $65,000 pledged this week, so call right now. Please don't delay. Phone operators are standing by at 204-774-6877. You can pay a $160 pledge in installments through the payment plan. And we want to thank you with a warm and cozy black zippered hoodie that supports our logo on the front left panel. If you'd prefer a tax receipt, we can do that instead. For more details on CKUW's incentives and to make a pledge online, go to fundrive.ckuw.ca or call 204-774-6877.
Okay, so the phone calls are just coming in now. I'm just going to, you know, just also take a chance to take the opportunity to thank Andre, who donated $20. Thank you so much. And Janine donated $50. Thank you so much, Janine, my friend. And Ziba, oh, there you go. Donated at the $95.9 level, $95.90. And yeah, that's a we do have a number of pledge levels at which people can donate, and we do give incentives out as our way of saying thank you. Join me right now is Scott Price, who is the host, the regular host of the, I guess, is it biweekly spoken word program on Sundays called Radio Free Winnipeg. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Michael. Yes, every other Sunday, Radio Free Winnipeg. Of course, I've been involved with CKW for quite some time, mostly within the realm of spoken word programming and news programming. Michael and myself both basically came through at roughly the same time. Michael and I have been colleagues for a while in radio. And, this is the last chance for CKW's Fund Drive to show support for the in-house spoken word programming that we have here on the station. I just want to point out that, you know, CKUW has always been a beachhead, or maybe this is more like a bunker, but a beachhead of critical spoken word news programming that airs critical voices and critical analysis of things you're not going to find in other places. And especially now, as we find with social media and Google, some of these things don't show up at all.
Absolutely.
Places like Alternet, Truth Out, Truth Dig, these, you know, you're not going to find some
global
of these.
Global
research. You're not going to find these things because of the current hysterias right now. So this is really a place where on the FM dial here in the city, you can hear those voices. And this is the last chance for you, this Fund Drive, to support that, to pledge money. We're sitting at about $47,000 and change. Our goal is $65,000, so we are significantly short, and that that's on the one hand, it's great to see the support of almost 50,000, but you know, we are short of the goal, so we need you to pick up that phone. 204-774-6877. Get those phones ringing. It's great to hear those phones ring and call in your pledge. The people waiting here to get your phone, to get your information, can help you out of what you want to pledge. And I just want to stress again, especially in this time, we hear all this stuff about fake news and fake news this and this hysteria. If you're a longtime CKW listener, you will know fake news did not start with Trump.
Exactly. Thank you.
It's been around for a very long time, and CKW has always been a voice. If you want to talk about Global Research News Hour and the programming that is there, my show, Radio Free Winnipeg, and other programs that have been on the station, has always been pushing back against that, whether it was WMDs in Iraq, the earthquake in Haiti, and the groups like the Red Cross not doing very much with the development money.
Yes.
And the failure
the
of development and
culture,
the NGO culture. We've always been pushing out against that.
Exactly.
And your pledge will go a long way to help us to continue that kind of programming. It is now even more crucial because now we're getting into this stage of even more hyper propaganda.
It's become worse than ever, at least in my time at
yes,
CKUW.
I would agree with
you. I mean, we've been very much inundated by what can only be called like propaganda.
Yes,
I've seen there's been so much, and you point out you've made a very important point about some of what we've done really punching above our weight.
For sure.
This radio station doesn't squelch our funds, or we're very careful about our expenditures, and we do an amazing job given the resources that we have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Haiti. We've also had a lot of incomparable coverage of the I myself went down to the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
Right.
There's a tradition yes. within our station of our programmers going down and doing that. And
yeah, the G20 in Toronto several years ago. You can talk about the deal with Veolia many, many years, almost mm-hmm. Close to a decade ago, that you critically covered here. That was a local issue that had international ramifications in terms of the company Veolia having that public-private partnership with the city for water. So my own coverage of Manitoba Hydro International's dirty dealings around the world, we were the first ones to break that. And I think to really give that some critical coverage, and I think those sorts of things are worthy of your pledge. So get those phones
yes.
ringing, 204-774-6877 to
yes.
push back.
Our listeners understand that the value of this program, and they know why the case has been made. They know why that this program, the station, deserves support. So we just want to try to entice you. Don't be shy. I mean, some very nice people sitting at the table. I mean, you're not going to be going on air. We're not going we're not tricking you into saying something funny. So, yeah, just call 204-774-6877. I know you want to do it. You feel that urge, but you just got to make that call.
Now. Excellent. We were waiting just for you. Our annual fundraising campaign, Fund Drive, is on the air. From now until Friday, February 16th, you can call in and make a pledge to support campus and community access radio in Winnipeg. Once a year, we ask for listener donations to help us sustain the volunteer-made programming we showcase every day of the year. Make the investment in your community now. Call 204-774-6877. CKUW is a volunteer-powered organization that helps the members of our community find their voice, develop technical savvy, gain employment skills and references, and contribute to the wider community in a meaningful way. When you pledge, you affirm your commitment to real people on the radio. When you pledge $70, we want to send you our limited edition Fun Drive t-shirt designed by local artist Pat Lazo as a thank you gift. Please call now. 204-774-6877 to pledge your support. The volunteers at CKUW are invested in bringing you information and entertainment. We listen, research, interview, plan playlists, and write scripts. We put the effort in to make a difference in your life. For this 1 week, we ask you to make an investment in return. Please call in now and pledge 204-774-6877.
So I would like, it's 1:23, so about past the one-third mark. This hour is flying by pretty fast. I just want to acknowledge Jordan, who pledged $160. Thank you so much, Jordan. And Bill, who donated $30. He's pledging $35. We welcome any amount of. Money you can stay. Just that feedback of knowing that this is this labor is appreciated. It certainly does fill me with some degree of optimism that this is a worthwhile endeavor. What we're doing here, I'd say just following up on what Scott's earlier comments that we have been presenting a lot of the viewpoints that and pushing on viewpoints that you don't really hear in many other places. Some of the subjects that we've covered, for example, on Syria, where we've had people like Ava Bartlett and Vanessa Bealey on our station, who have talked about their own on the ground explorations of the country and speaking to a broad spectrum of the populace and coming up with very different narratives than what we're hearing in the mainstream. And also, another personal hero, Dar Jamail, who's been on this show on multiple occasions. He kind of established his reputation as a war correspondent, an independent war correspondent in Iraq, and acknowledging some of the war crimes that were being conducted there. Now he's sort of transitioned more to the climate chaos, abrupt climate disruption beat. And he's been putting out some very provocative reporting on that subject. So we're quite lucky to have him. We don't hear him on very many other stations on the dial. The Ukraine, this month marks the fourth anniversary of that the coup, and we'll call it that. I mean, there is certainly overwhelming evidence that was indeed something that was driven by U.S. Aggression, in the sense that U.S.-backed individuals, they were pushing for a regime change there. And, of course, I mean, we have that famous phone call that was recorded between Jeffrey Pyatt and the ambassador to Kiev and Victoria Nuland, which outlines that they were having a discussion about essentially regime change. We've also got so much. There was an interesting conversation we had recently with Arnold August, who was in Winnipeg not too long ago, and he was talking about the Obama charm offensive in Cuba, and outlining how basically the long standing goal to overcome and subdue the Cuban government, the Cuban revolution, it hasn't really changed course. They're not changing in any fundamental way, just changing their approach. We brought you those stories, the things you don't hear very much, and of course the current Korea situation. So if you value this sort of reporting, if those voices are something that you believe need to be heard, please call 204-774-6877. Those are just a few examples of that I just outlined of some of what we put on the air. We're nearing the halfway point. I'd love to hear a few more phone calls. I'd like to hear the phone ringing. Know that you appreciate what we're putting out on a regular basis here at Global Research NewsHour. The programs we put together are very carefully crafted, and I do encourage you to show your support, to have my back, as it were. We are operating on a fairly, a shoestring budget, I think, as Scott mentioned. So 204-774-6877. Show your moral support, your financial support, because we don't run at paid ads. One of the few community radio stations anywhere that does not run any paid ads whatsoever. We do get some funding from I think about 60% of our funding comes from a levy on student tuition here at the University of Winnipeg. Otherwise, we are dependent on your support. We aren't here if we couldn't meet our operating costs if it wasn't for you. We need you as the critical puzzle piece in CKUW, if I could put it that way. Okay, so 204-774-6877, please do make that call. We need your support. It's just half an hour left. We've got to make our draw. I think we just crossed the $47,000 mark, $48,000 maybe, where our drive total is $65,000. So we've got to make it up to as far as we can, as close as we can. So please make that call. Help us get closer to that that critical target. So I'm going to play a clip for you. This is just a sample of some of what's aired on CKUW over the course of the last year. This is with Manar Muhawish, who was part of a panel discussion with Project Censored. And this is she's with Mint Press News, and they had broken a very important story about the lies surrounding the war pretext of Assad's use of chemical weapons in Ghouta back in 2013. So here she is just telling that story. So I'm going to play that for you a minute. But just before I do, I'm urging you to remember, that it was this station that brought this to your ears and to your knowledge. So call 204-774-6877. I'm going to play that clip for you right now.
Our reporters on the ground actually interviewed people, Syrians in Ghouta. They interviewed rebels themselves that were part of al-Nusra Front, who were occupying many parts of Ghouta. And they had spoken to these people on the ground, and they were at the heart of this story. 2 days after President Obama had made this announcement that Assad had gassed his own people, he had crossed that red line, and that we, the United States, were going to take war action in Syria, and we're ready to start airstriking to get rid of the Assad government. And our reporters spoke to these people on the ground, and what they told us completely changed the course of history and the war narrative inside Syria. We spoke to people on the ground, and they had told us that the rebels, very specifically the al-Nusra Front, were being provided chemical weapons capabilities from the Saudi Arabian government and the Turkish government. There we were, a very small, independent, six-month-old news watchdog journalism organization in Minneapolis, Minnesota, led by me, a 25-year-old Muslim Palestinian American journalist, the first of its kind. And thank you. And we had done what no other news agency in the United States had done, which was to challenge that narrative of war. And what we saw happen when that story went viral was so amazing, because the fact that we were getting so much traffic from not just the United States, but all around the world, and it was being talked about on every media channel or organization across the globe, except, of course, the major news organizations here in the United States, was a huge sign that people didn't want another war. People were so tired of the propaganda. They were so tired of the lies that we were being fed to justify that war. And so it was a very, very amazing feeling. But 2 days after we published the story, our reporter who wrote the story and translated the story, Jill Gavlecht, had received a phone call from the Associated Press, who she had also worked with. She was a stringer. She freelanced for Mint Press, and she freelanced also for the Associated Press. And they had called her and said, "What are you doing putting your name on the story? You need to get your name off of the story." And I don't think they told her the reason why, but she immediately called us and said, "I believe that the Saudis themselves have contacted the Associated Press and have demanded that they get away from this story," because in her byline, it had said that she worked for the Associated Press, which gave the story a little bit more clout since we were a very new journalism startup. And she immediately said, "There's no way I'm going to remove my name. Like, this is our story. We did this, and I'm proud of it. And, you know, we don't want to be a part of the next war." Literally an hour later, I got a phone call from Dale, trembling in fear. She had received another phone call from the Associated Press saying that if she did not remove her name off of the story, that they would end her career and she would be done. And, of course, we didn't know what to do with this. I was a new editor, and we were a very small staff, and we didn't really know what we were doing. All we knew is that we had stopped the first war from happening. But just a couple of weeks after the story had gone viral, Dale Gavlecht came under the pressure, and she retracted her involvement in the story. And of course, I came out and made public statements that, yes, she wrote the story and so forth. But immediately, to discredit the story, the media establishment here in the United States, from the BuzzFeeds and several other so-called leftist news organizations that were parroting these war narratives to justify the war in Syria, came and attacked me directly. And of course, it was nothing more than an assassination, a character assassination. And they used the fact that I was young. I was a 25-year-old woman. They used the fact that I was a woman. They used the fact that I was Muslim. I wore hijab. All of these things against me to try to distract from the true contents of the story and smear me and Mint Press as this Assad front in the United States and this Russian, agency that was being funded by Putin. So it was very similar to what Abby had gone through.
Okay, so that was Manar Muhawesh. I never actually got a chance to interview her, but that was from a Project Censored roundtable, which we aired a couple of times on the show, and very much detailing the extent to which independent reporting is really coming under fire and having to face some very unfair attacks. But of course, CKUW and this program is one in which we are somewhat fearless in terms of providing some of the viewpoints that may be inconvenient, because I recognize from my origins as an activist that it was so important to overcome and surmount those narratives that are providing the pretext for all of these wars. And with that, I want to salute someone who's sitting in the studio with me. His name is Kent Davies. He's a long time institution here with CKUW, and this is something that I should also
want to divulge how long, but yeah.
But I have yet to disclose the fact that really, to whatever extent my presence here at CKUW is liked or disliked, I pretty much owe it to Kent Davies. He was who interviewed me a long time ago when I was doing some work with on the Security and Prosperity Partnership and activism against it.
Okay,
and
you brought me on. Coming back.
And then you got me. You said, "Hey, why don't you become a volunteer at CKUW?" And I kind of hemmed and hawed, and eventually I took the plunge and took the workshops. And
we're all grateful that you did, because I think you've done tremendous work over the years. I mean, that's something that the folks that are listening right now should be able to recognize at 204-774-6877. Call it in, because, I mean, you've done these award-winning documentaries. You've done tireless work with other volunteers here at the station and make sure that, they got the skills and journalism training they needed to do what they need to do. It's ridiculous. You've just given, like me, you've given a good portion of your life to this thing called community radio. And You know, we were reminiscing in the break there about, you know, when I was part of the news team and, like, you know, back in the Bush era and all that kind of stuff.
When you were doing two shows a week.
Yeah, and it's so strange. It's so strange right now. The whole media landscape's kind of changed. All the narratives changed because, like, the institutions that were in the Bush era were beating the drum of war. And we, you know, we were getting support because we were, you know, like, because we wanted to be an independent anti-war voice. They're now fighting with the president, so it creates this whole dynamic where, you know, like, people are supporting institutions they once were critical of and had a critical lens when it came to, you know, what media they're digesting. And it's just this kind of strange narrative right now, but it's so important to keep independent radio alive, or independent locally based sources alive, because, you know, you have just even the news of Global restructuring their local news. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's another another example of how what's happening with commercial radio is consolidation. They're all merging into one. Mm. And we're losing those independent voices that are actually speaking of the community. They're not, you know,
It reminds me of a recent interview I did. I'm sorry, maybe it's the adrenaline. I can't remember who it was, but basically talking about that shrinking of newsrooms and how that's just enabling the solidification of these established narratives. I did start off as a listener of CKW, and I remember how grateful I was that CKUW was the only medium anywhere in the city, anyway, that was questioning these fundamental weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, totally, and we were doing it all the time. We were like, "Where are they? We're not buying this Colin Powell speech." And there, time and time again, you were right too about, you know, like, there'd be panics about certain things, and, like, you know, we do like, well, let's look into this, and wait, no, it's not as alarmist as they make it out to be, mm-hmm. or it's not. Like, there's different stories and different narratives here. What I like about your program, and what I like about a lot of the programs on CKUW, especially news journalism ones like Radio Free World and this program, and Femisphere, like, they're constantly asking the questions, right? They're just asking, like, let's just put these things out there. And, you know, you listening right now, or you at some time, maybe you're not agreeing with those things, but, like, we have to remember that it's not the point to agree with 100% of what's going on and the contents of CKUW. It's important to question things. It's important to think critically and not just get your news and information from what's going to be one source. What's happening.
Yes.
Right?
Start stimulating discussions about what's the basis for these claims that you're talking about? I mean, you've got this
information is power,
mm-hmm.
and there's a severe lack of it, and it's been getting tarnished more and more through the guise of, you know, social media fake news and people just making up stuff like just willy nilly now. Like, it's important for Campus Community Radio to survive just for that fact. Just mm-hmm. to put these things out there, because, again, we are beholden to a different standard, community standard, and also, like, a standard that has, CRTC involved. Like, there's things that we have to do.
Yeah.
And one thing
is, of course, we
can't just make up something willy-nilly and call it news, right? We do research. That's one of the things. We just do critical research. We interview people. We interview those people of those people. This is what it's all about. And we do it with a very narrow, even non-existent budget.
Yeah.
And that's worth supporting. And right now we're asking for just a little more so we can keep doing that. So 204-774-6877. Let Michael know that his work is valuable. Let CKW know that, like, you know, you value an independent voice and independent voices on the airwaves.
Okay. Kent, thank you so much for that. So remember to call 204-774-6877. Maybe this is time for a little bit of music while we receive your calls. We'll air some more. Maybe we'll get off the Spider-Man stuff, and we'll play another intrepid... Get some local musical content. This is Magnificent Sevens with the Propagandy classic, Today's Ashes, Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes. Call 204-774-6877. Make that call. Make it now. We've only got 20 minutes left in this hour. Like to hear those phones ring. 204-774-6877. Make that pledge.
Drown out the faintest hint of commie faggot heretics. The nail that sticks up gets hammered down. The master's finest, his finest tools have found. Slack-jawed, placid, amidst the cacophony of screaming billboards and Disney-fied history. Sometimes the tides that find us are strange. No justice shines upon the cemetery plots marked Hampton Weaver anime, where federal bureaus and fraternal orders have cast their shadows. Permanent features built into these borders. But under cover of the customary gap we find between history and truth found in fathers, back with the rockets blinding red glare, the bombs bursting in air, one nation indivisible. The truth is, when backcountry learned of ratification, the people had a coffin painted black, solemnly born in funeral procession, and buried it deep in the earth as an emblem of the disillusion, internment of their public liberty. And someday, somewhere, today's empires, tomorrow ashes.
Donating $95.90 for a year of CKUW costs less than a coffee a day. Your pledge gives opportunities to volunteers just like Colton, Ugona, Victoria, Colin, and everyone else that I haven't met yet here at CKUW. Don't hesitate. We need your help. Call 204-774-6877 now. CKUW facilitates over 120 volunteers, and we're proud to air more than 90 locally produced programs. We can't make the radio you love without your help. Please give us a call, 204-774-6877.
Okay, so we're still 15 minutes left in the hour. I want to thank Annette with a very generous pledge, $1,000. Thank you so much. That's somebody who definitely appreciates CKUW. And Irene with $100. So we've got a lot of very loyal supporters of CKUW, and I thank you all tremendously. It makes me feel good to know that there's that kind of support out there in the community for what we do, for what I do on a regular basis. I'd also like to say, as my way of saying thank you, in addition to the incentives that are being on offer that have been mentioned throughout the drive, people who donate to the $70 or more to this show will qualify for a draw for a number of incentives. We have Michelle Chosadovsky's The Globalization of War, America's Long War Against Humanity. So it's a nice book. It's available. That's yours for, we'll be putting your name in a draw, but you might have an excellent opportunity to receive that. In addition, we have two one-year subscriptions to Canadian Dimension magazine on offer. So that's yeah, 1 year subscription to this long-standing magazine, something of an iconic presence in our community based here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So you might want to consider in the next 15 minutes, if you want to get in on those special deals, this is the time to call in, 204-774-6877. And also remember, we can also receive your donations at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Would love to hear those phones ring. 204-774-6877 is the number to call. I'm going to just try to play, let's see, I've got a clip here from the great Robert Perry. This is I did a special on him not too long ago. He had recently passed away at the end of January from multiple strokes that as a result of a undiagnosed pancreatic cancer. But if you listen to that show, I mean, you recognize that this is an outstanding investigative journalist. But he was discouraged by the lack of critical scrutiny that's being brought to a lot of these narratives that that Scott and Kent and I have been talking about over the course of the hour. You know, most notably recently, this whole Russiagate phenomenon. We've pretty much exposed a lot of the holes in that argument. So I'm just going to play a clip. This is actually from my last interview with him, possibly the last interview anybody conducted with him. So this was in December. So let's listen to that now. I'm wondering if you could think of any examples, perhaps in more recent years, that really stand out for you as a textbook example of how groupthink and journalists are disciplined into maintaining their role as purveying the standard convenient U.S. imperial line.
Well, the classic case, obviously, is the Iraq War, when any journalist, and I would include Consortium News at the time, expressing skepticism about the WMD claims and the arguments for war, we were deemed Saddam apologists. That was sort of the smear that was thrown at us. We were doing our jobs. But we were mocked and not patriotic. So if you're in a mainstream news organization, you can't afford that. When I worked for AP and Newsweek and PBS back, you know, years ago, it was that way too. And if you were in the 1980s and the Reagan people were trying to call you sort of a Moscow stooge or if we sort of come back to that, I guess. But if you were being called somehow unpatriotic for not supporting or questioning the invasion of Grenada or something, you have similar problems. But what's also happened is that since there are fewer and fewer well-paying jobs in journalism, that is, that it's kind of a winner-take-all situation. There are some very high-paying jobs, and then pretty much there aren't very many middle-class jobs left because so many papers have shut down or consolidated. And so your choices aren't very good if you're trying to do real journalism that goes against the grain. You will be attacked, and you will be called names, and your editors will hear that. And most editors are mostly conflict averse. They've got their own jobs to worry about. And what happened to Gary Webb, the tragedy of Gary Webb, when he revived a story that I had been part of starting back in the 80s, the Contra drug story. And he revived it a decade later, and because that story had been squashed by a combination of the Reagan administration, which didn't want that story to be accepted, and major news organizations back then, the New York Times, the Washington Post, for instance, that just didn't want to believe it, no matter how good the evidence was, that when Webb tried to revive it, he was then, in terms of professionally, crushed. He was crushed not by the CIA as much as by the New York Times and the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, et cetera. And they ultimately drove him to suicide. He lost his job and lost his life, and it became something. It's a horrible story, but it's one of, it shows how groupthink functions. And it didn't even matter at some point that the CIA, the Inspector General of the CIA, came out and admitted that, yes, the Contras were deeply involved in drug trafficking, and we knew it, and we covered up for it. That still didn't change the way the big papers were going to approach this, because they were determined to protect their own their own turf. They'd gotten it wrong, and they weren't going to admit otherwise. So we started seeing that kind of behavior. But we've seen it more recently, especially on things like Syria, where the mainstream press overwhelmingly took the side of the rebels, even though many of the rebels were involved with Al-Qaeda and then later the Islamic State. But still they were being portrayed as these nice guys against this evil government. So, we saw this in Ukraine, where it's all been presented as this one-sided story of Russian aggression, when the whole issue, more interesting issue, really was how senior officials of the Obama administration, including Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State, and the U.S. Ambassador Jeffrey Pyatt, how they essentially conspired to orchestrate a coup d'etat. There even was the release of their phone call in which they discussed who they were going to put as new leaders, and they talked about how to glue this thing, how to midwife this thing. So it didn't even matter how much evidence you had. The New York Times ignored that evidence when they did a piece a year or so afterwards saying there was no coup d'etat in Ukraine, that somehow the president, the elected president, Yanukovych, just sort of wandered away. But they ignored things like the phone call. They ignored the evidence of a coup to say there was no coup. So you started seeing this increasingly, I would say, just really very bad journalism. But it is journalism operating in a propagandistic frame.
And of course, Global Research News Hour does not operate in a propagandistic frame. We are definitely trying to break those narratives that are trying to being presented as a pretext for the violence of violence against people in other lands, whether it's protecting Canadian mining companies, whether it's providing a pretext for further incursions into people's civil liberties. So if you want to get that, to follow with, in the spirit of the late Robert Perry, you should phone 204-774-6877. Joined once again by Scott Price.
Hello.
So you're the host of Radio Free Winnipeg and former host of Warning Shots.
Yes, another international news show. At one time, for a while there, for a good 2 years, we had two international news shows that were in-house produced. And that's giving you that kind of analysis. And I think, again, like as we've been talking about for this whole hour, a lot of this analysis is missing from the mainstream press. I always said we don't do sound bites. We don't. We are allowed to dig deep into issues and really explore them and offer critical analysis and perspective on various issues. So I think you need to phone 204-774-6877 to continue that and to support that tradition. There's a long tradition of that at CKUW, and of course we're getting close to 47,500. Just a $70 pledge will put us right over that level.
Yes, you could be that person that we've got a special stinger that we play at the 47,500 mark. It hasn't aired yet in the drive, and so it would be great to reach that benchmark. So, and beyond being able to qualify for the draw for this lovely book and for the 1 year subscription to Canadian Dimension magazine, you could set us at this new level. You could be that hero. Call 204-774-6877. We've got 5 minutes left in the drive. 204-774-6877. Just make that pledge. You'll be glad you did. Trust me.
Yes. You can also go to fundrive.ckw.ca as well if the phone scares you. But we really, people are friendly here. Give that phone a ring. 204-774-6877. I was just thinking about, you were just airing the interview with Robert Perry. A horrible loss, really, in terms of investigative journalism in general, and really a major force in that. And those are the type of voices. Robert Perry, one of the great investigative journalists of our time.
Broke Iran-Contra?
Yeah, broke Iran-Contra, broke many stories. And the thing is that, he was ostracized by the media. He wasn't lauded out in the media because, the people who are lauded a lot of times end up being kind of sellouts. You look at with the Watergate scandal, you look at someone someone like Woodward, who's just basically been now a Bush fan, right? He's a total sellout. Whereas Robert Perry is someone who always just stuck to the truth and stuck to the reporting. And that is really what we do at CKW. That's really been the tradition here. We're not beholden to other external powers or forces. We are concentrated on getting at those narratives and those things that that are missed within the wider media landscape. And again, that media landscape is closing now, as we were talking about. It's really contracting and supporting,
restricting the areas of debate. And we here at CKUW, we want to expand that. That
certainly.
Area of discussion. So 204-774-6877. And I just also want to mention, like, there's this persistent meme that that was directed at people, and including, incredibly enough, Bob Perry. And that's this idea of the conspiracy theory. If you depart too far from these established narratives, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to understand, and this is factually documented, that back in April 1st, 1967, there is this a document that was revealed through a Freedom of Information Access request that that revealed that the term conspiracy theory was deliberately weaponized precisely to shake people, to give flack to any journalists who might think of trying to ask too many of the wrong sorts of questions, whether
mm-hmm.
it was Mark Lane on the JFK assassination or later people who would question some of the more, the facts around 9/11 or Iraq War or the current Russiagate stuff.
Right, exactly. And that's, again, to kind of broaden media and to push back against that contraction of the media landscape. You can pledge right now, 204-774-6877. Let's get that $70 pledge to get us just over that. At $47,500, that would be a big thing. But you have to pick up the phone, 204-774-6877. We're coming right to the end of Global Research News Hour, so these are your last moments to do so.
Thanks, Scott. So 204-774-6877, that's that. What could be that person who's $70, and you can get that. You can get this play this really special stinger, and of course, you would qualify for a draw. So just in the next few seconds, we'd just love to hear that phone ring right now, 204-774-6877. We'd love to hear you and I want to thank everyone who's donated to the show so far. It's very, very heartwarming to know that I'm not just Scott and I aren't just wasting our breath coming in and putting in a lot of blood, sweat, and even a few tears.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
into these broadcasts. So 204-774-6877 makes us very happy. Thank you. Thanks everyone who's contributed.
You just heard a reproduction of the February 16th live broadcast of the Global Research News Hour. You can listen to the program every week on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg and on partnering radio stations across Canada and the United States. To provide us with feedback on the broadcast, please email globalresearchnewshour@gmail.com. Listeners wishing to contribute to CKUW may continue to do so by visiting the website fundrive.ckuw.ca. If you're listening to this program on one of our affiliate stations, please consider a donation when those stations appeal for funds. Of course, the site globalresearch.ca requires financing through listener and reader donations. To donate, please visit the site globalresearch.ca and click Donate on the menu bar. That's it for this week's show. Next week, we bring you an update on the security situation in the Korean Peninsula and where things seem to be headed. We hope you'll join us for that. I'm host, creator, and producer of the Global Research News Hour, Michael Welch. Thank you for joining us, and please stay tuned for your next regularly scheduled program.